This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Back to pass, plenty of time. Looking down the right sideline for Hopkins, who pulls it in one-handed for the touchdown. Jackson under center, I formation. Handoff goes to Henry, through a hole on the left side, into the secondary, and he's down the sideline, and he just out-angled Taylor Rapp, and it is a touchdown.
Don't call it a comeback.
Allen has time. Now pressure coming from Van Noy. Throws, it's high, and it's caught in the end zone by Keon Coleman. It may have been intended for Dawson Knox, but Coleman's the one that ends up with it. Gonna hand it off to Henry, and he's bottled up. The ball is out! It's loose! Who's got the football? It's Buffalo ball! Here's the snap. Four-man rush. Allen back to pass. Looking over the middle. He's got Hawes, who pulls it in and is down to the one-yard line. And Allen reaches over the goal line, and he is in. Allen fires down the left side. He's got Palmer at the 40 and out of bounds at the 40-35 in Baltimore territory. Down to 3 seconds. Here's the snap. Hold is down. Kick on the way. And it is good. And Matt Prater, in his first game as a Buffalo Bill, has won the ball game here in week one. The Bills were down by 15 in the fourth quarter. They come all the way back to win the game at the gun with a 32-yard field goal for a 41-40 victory.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on the home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550.
Well, the final season opener at Highmark Stadium will not be forgotten by anybody that watched it. Happy Buffalo Bills Football Monday. Happy Victory Monday. You might have been celebrating Victory Monday on the drive home because it was a late night. Jeremy and Joe, good morning, everybody. Buffalo Bills Football Monday is brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com.
For many, it was a late night.
Yes.
Not for everybody. It wasn't a late night.
That's right. Some went to bed?
That's right.
You went to bed?
No.
Okay.
No, I did not.
I feel like we're not allowed to.
No. I leave at halftime to make sure I don't get stuck there until 2 o'clock in the morning, knowing right, I got to get up for the show the next morning.
Right.
So I left at halftime. But after that game, I'm sitting in bed like, I'm not sleeping right now. I was wired. So I went down and played a quick game of NCAA football, just destroyed some hapless soul at 2 o'clock in the morning.
That's after the win? You were too wired
after
the win?
After the win, yeah. Just went downstairs, did that, went back up, went to bed. Listened to Josh Allen talk, Sean McDermott a little bit as well, which is what I'm sure many did in their cars. So yeah, I got to bed eventually.
One thing about this game, there's a million things, and our phone lines are open at 803-0550 here on a Bills Football Monday. You know, when they win a game, sometimes people will have a complaint or something to say, and it'll be a situation where someone hears a person complaining and says, what are you guys worried about? They won the game. This is a game where there's not a soul alive that didn't complain along the way. Oh, there's sure. not your hard, most hardcore Bills fan that doesn't want to talk about, you know, this not being good or this not being good, was ready to fire somebody at 41-25 or maybe at 17-7. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is a game that tested everyone, and they win it. And if you're Baltimore, you're just, you know what you're thinking if you're Baltimore? You know what that looked like, by the way, everybody?
Yeah.
That was a Chiefs win. That, that was a what?
Yeah.
They won that game.
Mm-hmm.
The other team, their brains melted, and the Bills won this game. Mm-hmm. It bounces off of Dawson Knox into a diving Keon Coleman's arms. They missed an extra point. What?
Mm-hmm.
Who fumbled? Derrick Henry on the way to a career day, maybe 500 yard. He fumbled.
Mm-hmm.
And they win.
They miss an extra point along the way also. If they don't miss an extra point, I mean, the Bills, you know, miss some two-point conversions, and I've got a lot to say about that eventually, but the extra point is why they don't get overtime.
That's right. I'm so excited that we don't have to talk about two-point conversion, not just execution, but decisions the whole day. Felt like they would have lost the game if they don't get the ball back and the Ravens run up the clock. It's, oh, they lost by 2 points and they missed 3 2-point conversions. It would have been just like nonstop 2-point conversion talk.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, what? What do you say? I mean, Josh Allen carries them, engineers a comeback win, rushes for 2 touchdowns. Throws for 2 touchdowns. Lamar throws for 2 touchdowns. Lamar runs all over them. Henry runs all over them. And it was a show. And getting home and watching the second half like you did, I also did, on the television, the Bills are getting destroyed. And Collinsworth's talking about it like it's a great game. I'm thinking, this is not a great game. This is a beatdown, and the Bills are...
Yeah.
You know what it looked like? It was like last year's Bills-Lions game, where the one team was out too far in front, and the trailing team was not supposed to ever be able to catch up.
Mm-hmm.
But they did. And they won. What do you say?
Josh Allen, man.
Josh Allen,
right? There's some luck along the way. I think the Ravens made some mistakes. I think I saw a lot on Twitter last night that Ravens fans are after Harbaugh.
Yeah.
Because he does this all the time.
There
are stats about how often this happens. It happens to the Ravens more than it happens to anybody, that they lose this way. I mean, there's more fun things about the Bills to get to, but what are you doing punting that football on 4th and 2?
I know.
You've got the most elusive quarterback in the history of the sport. Like, was not every Bills fan, the moment that punter came onto the field, to give them a chance to drive down the field and kick a field goal instead of going for it on 4th and 2, where even like they debated on the broadcast, Chris Collinsworth was on the broadcast saying, I think you go for this. I mean, the color analyst on a national football broadcast was like, go for it. In his own territory,
yep.
Then the reason why you wouldn't, I guess, is and why they didn't, is the Bills are in field goal range if you do not get it.
All the more reason to go for it.
But
actually, it's all the more reason to go for it if you're Baltimore, because your enemy, there's 1:33 left. Your enemy is not just the field goal. It's that they need to use more clock to get the field goal.
Right.
You'd love them to only need 38 yards.
Yeah.
Because then you can stop. All right, we'll get another chance maybe. Of course they should have gone for that.
And again, like the real point, though, is everybody, I would think, everybody in the stadium when the punter came on the field had a sigh of relief. Thank you. Thank you for not – that's how I felt.
Yep.
I felt – they're punting. Yes. Like, amazing that they're punting. And if the opponent is, like, cheering when your punter comes on the field, you know you've made the wrong decision.
Not just a sigh of relief. You probably sat up in your chair and thought, I'm about to watch my team win this game.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, is there any doubt they're going to get in range? I'm going to stop Josh Allen, giving him 4 downs and the license to, we'll take my first snarky shot here, not throw screens all day. He's going to actually try to win the game.
Right.
He's going to go down the field. He's going to run. He's going to throw. And sure enough, like, that's what happened.
And not to make this all about the Ravens, but, like, there's that mistake. And then, I don't know how much this has been brought up or if anybody has brought it up. The Bills don't have any timeouts. Keon Coleman, they're showing ESPN right now. He gets tripped up, right? Like, one. Not on that corner, like to know, like, hey, it's probably good to let him score at that point, but good that Coleman doesn't score.
Of course.
But now the clock's ticking. And what is there, 35 seconds on the clock? And the Bills don't have any timeouts. You can't stop the clock. You know, you cannot. You have three timeouts, and they have. You know, you'll call a timeout. You have two timeouts. They'll have three plays. You can't stop the Bills from running the clock down. So at that point, all you're doing by calling timeout is giving the Bills time to get organized and figure out what they're supposed to do here. Mm-hmm. Why call timeout? Make them go to the line of scrimmage and have Allen have to figure it out in the huddle. So again, like just little things like that where that happened on the other side. McDermott would be getting lambasted this morning. He did not do that last night. Not to say that their defense was great and you know, you said
certainly
if they shut him down, he deserves his flowers. They didn't do that.
They did not do that.
But the coach on the other side made way more mistakes last night than the Bills coach did.
Mm-hmm.
Way more mistakes.
803-0550. So much to get to. Derrick Henry ran through the Bills like a hot knife through butter. It was no contest for him until he fumbled. The Bills defense did what it did a lot last year, which is, I mean, it actually looked much, much worse. But made two plays, three plays when they needed it. Bosa poking out a fumble on Justice Hill. That keeps one drive to three instead of seven.
Yep.
The fumble for Henry, of course, another one. Like,
I mean, three plays were at it. Did Ed Oliver end three drives himself?
Oliver was amazing the whole night.
That's the Ed Oliver game.
Yep.
That's the best game he's ever played as a Bill.
Yeah. And they gave up 40.
I tweeted that last night. Like, is it possible that Derrick Henry had his best game ever against the Bills while Ed Oliver also had his best game as a Bill? At the same time, because I think that's what happened last night.
Mm-hmm. Let's get some calls in and your reactions to, you know, all of it. They won the game. It's hilarious.
They won the. We just have to say it enough times today. Like they won that game.
Yeah,
they won that game. There's many people. I mean, my dad might be one of these people. I don't know that don't know right now. They won the game.
You're still asleep.
They're asleep, thinking they lost.
Yeah,
think that would be a few people. A few people.
Yeah. Good morning. The Bills won the game. Mike in Connecticut.
Maybe we just informed you.
Yeah, right. Mike in Connecticut is leading us off. Hey, Mike, good morning.
Good morning. Wow, what a game.
Yeah.
I think the first thing I want to say is it feels so good to be on the other side of one of these game of the years.
Yep.
I think for the last 4 years, whether it was Arizona,
Minnesota.
Philly, insane. I think it is awesome to finally be on the other side. One thing I want to say about whether it's McDermott, special teams, I'm always a fan of don't take points off the board. I understand, like, penalty on the extra point, you know, you get it at the one. But if we did not get the ball back, there's those going for two several times would have came back to bite us. Two other things I just want to say really quick. We didn't hear his name much, but I think it was one of those things when you don't hear anything that's good is Dorian Strong. He was just sound. Obviously, he had the penalty early, but overall sound performance. The moment was not too big. I think there's a genuine concern at the safety position. I think we all know that, but I do think that it can't get worse than where it's at. So I can only hope that there is a growth. And is it wide receiver one season?
What do you mean?
For Coleman?
Yeah. I'm saying Keon Coleman.
I mean, he was great down the stretch.
But he was great at being there and being a – Jerry Ostrowski referred to him as a trash man. Cleaning up the trash, like catching – he caught a third down play where Allen scrambles. It depends. Like, what do you mean by wide receiver one season? It's 6-14. If I start talking about receiver after they scored 41 points, people will get me fired. But – no one on this team got open the whole game.
All right.
All of their good plays, Allen had to – Allen extends plays to give his receivers time to get open. That's what that offense was. On the broadcast, Collinsworth was so confused by their offense that he didn't realize that what he said made no sense. And maybe if you're watching this game, Collinsworth said during the game that he thought Josh Allen was feeling pressure that wasn't there, and because of that, was getting flushed from the pocket, and he I think he's got more time than he realizes. Maybe he does. Allen was scrambling to give the receivers more time to get open. That's what that was.
Yeah.
All day. No one could get separation. No one could get open. And if Allen runs around, well then, all right, the zone opens in spots, and maybe a receiver can break free. Like, Keon Coleman had a nice day. At one point in the game, it was the Bills' two leading receivers had a combined two catches for like 9 yards. Yeah. And this is late in the game. They couldn't get the ball to receivers at all, and then they just could because Josh Allen works magic. So it's a great kind of performance from Coleman. It's exactly the kind of player he can be, which is a little dangerous after the catch, win a couple of one-on-ones. I mean, his touchdown was a stroke of luck, but whatever. Like, take it. So good for him.
Big play at the end to set them up for the field goal. Palmer, that might have been his best one of the game.
Yeah, Palmer, a big play at the end. Other than that, you know, like, man, the story of the game, I mean, Josh Allen's amazing. Josh Allen is able to just lift everybody up. James Cook had their most explosive play that kind of got that game going as well, which was good to see because Cook is an explosive player. It's Allen and Cook and Coleman. Kincaid had maybe his best game in a while in terms of contributions, big catches for him, touchdown for him. Yeah.
Jackson Hawes getting in on the show. Jackson Hawes.
Yeah.
That's when it was getting stupid.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
Wait, who? Hawes caught it to the one?
That's how it's a Chiefs game.
Why is he even out there?
It's a Chiefs win. Mahomes threw it to who?
Yeah, right.
When did he join the team? Mike in Tonawanda. Hey, Mike, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Question. So at this point, what do we do with Prater after the Bass comes back? Because I don't know about you guys, but I didn't find myself holding my breath at all whenever Prater went out there to kick a ball. I find myself doing that with Bass a lot. And I know Bass is younger, but, I mean, kickers, man, their legs usually last forever, you know? And I don't know what Bass's contract is. And especially if you saw the videos last night afterwards, they were giving Prater a lot of love. You know, he already seemed like he's fitting right in. You know, so what do we do here? I know we can't keep Prater on the practice squad forever because somebody's going to want to take him off soon. So what do we do once Bass comes off IR?
You know, I mean, I don't know. Today, he made the winning kick, but it was very short, right? Good for him. He made a 43-yarder. He goes 3 for 3. He makes his extra points. So perfect day for him. I don't know. Today's the day for this. Maybe this is in a month when Bass is getting closer. Maybe a few more Prater games. But at some point, I'll want to talk about that. I wasn't worried. He is... I looked up over the weekend. In the last three seasons, from 50-plus, from 40 to 49, from 30 to 39, from 20 to 29, and from extra points, Prater is a better percentage than Tyler Bass. So that was one area where, like, oh, I don't know, man. He just got here on Thursday. I didn't feel any more nervous. Like, I felt they had a statistically better kicker on the field
If I could play, if I could psychoanalyze, the reason you don't feel nervous about Prater is because he had never let you down before. And,
true.
And Bass had missed
And it was
kicks.
A 20, what even was the distance a, was on, a, the, on the last
It was
one.
A chip shot. Yeah, it was very makeable.
Did you see in the moment Kyle Hamilton? Or did you see after the fact Kyle Hamilton?
How close he was?
Yeah. I saw it in the moment. And I don't know how many other people did. Like, heart stopped. Like, oh, they didn't block him. And I didn't see this until after, like, the freeze frame after, that he was an inch from blocking that field goal. I think Deion Walker was the one who just forgot to block him. Mm-hmm. And he came in unscathed, jumped up, and just missed the kick.
Well, to the
was almost the stupidest loss.
That is what I was thinking.
One of the stupidest losses.
As he's lining up for the kick, my thought is, well, the only way this game could get actually dumber is if this kick gets blocked.
And it came as close as humanly possible.
Thank goodness it didn't, because we would have had another epic game of all time. The Bills come out on the wrong end of it, and what if?
Right. Great execution at the end, though, on that.
Yes. Well done.
Clock is ticking, getting it off with like 2 seconds left, so the clock hits zero. Again, Harbaugh, thank you for the timeouts, getting everybody organized.
Who else executed a kick like that on opening weekend? The Chiefs did. The Chiefs did that before the half.
I was so mad at that.
Before the half in Brazil, and all you saw was expert coaching. This is a well-coached team. What did the Bills do? The Bills executed a kneel down, calmly walk out. That clock's ticking. Prater is walking as calmly.
Oh, that dude is so cool.
As calmly as you could possibly be.
Yeah.
I thought, shouldn't you run out there and get in position?
No, he's like, walking. He was strutting out on the field.
19,
I got
18,
this.
17. Like, Matt, buddy, you got to get your spot.
He's like the superhero in an action movie walking away from the explosion behind him.
That's right.
Basically.
Mo in New Jersey up next here on Buffalo Bills Football Monday, a Victory Monday. Hey, Mo.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy Victory Monday. And I'm happy to say it's a Victory Monday. I still can't figure out how we won that game. And to your point, you know, we're always on the wrong side of these game of the years. you know, you talk about it year in, year out. Oh, game of the year, and here we are, we lost. Like, it's the worst game of my life. Like, I don't know what you're talking about. So I'm glad we won it, you know. I really hated the decision. I was watching the game with my daughter, and I said, I hate taking points off the board. I'm just one of those people, you made the extra point, take the extra point. You're going to be chasing that point for the rest of the game, which we were. And we're fortunate enough that the kicker on the Ravens side, he missed a kick. So it kind of, you know, gave us the opportunity to win it at the end of the game, so rather than pushing it into overtime. I wouldn't have survived if it went into overtime. But that defensive performance, like, I don't want to be the negative Nelly in the room right now, but that defensive performance really has me concerned. Definitely the Ed Oliver game for sure. Like, if he can play like that for the rest of the season, I won't be concerned so much about the defensive line, but our secondary, our safeties, we talked about it all preseason. They were lost back there, taking wrong angles, couldn't make tackles. Now, I know Derrick Henry is one of one when it comes to, you know, trying to tackle a guy like that. But the safeties were just lost. Like, and I don't know what the answer is at this point in the season, right? But we have who we have. They need to figure it out. And I'm not a DeMar Hamlin guy, but he's always in the right spot, at least. You know, maybe he knows where to be. I'm not going to pretend like I know how to fix it. But, you know, I really hope they can fix this defense and that offensive performance for the ages. Josh Allen, I've never seen a quarterback do what he's done. You guys said it. He makes the wide receivers get open. Up until that fourth quarter, our guys were just not getting open. Their secondary, the Ravens' secondary is really good, but just they couldn't get open. And then just, they came alive in the fourth quarter. Josh Allen does what he does. A couple of amazing throws, especially the one down the left sideline on that last drive to Palmer. Like, I mean, I couldn't believe what I was watching. And you want to talk about when you knew you had a chance? That's when I knew we really had a chance. Like, I know, okay, we had the ball. We have a chance to win. When he made that throw, I'm like, this is it. And, you know, they went down there, got the field goal. Bills win. Shout to the Jets. Let's go.
The thing about, like, Bishop trying to tackle Derrick Henry, if Derrick Henry has made it that far into your defense untouched, there are few humans ever that would actually bring him down. You can't be upset with Bishop for not getting him to the ground there, because it's an actually impossible task to ask full speed, okay, jump in front of the freight train and slow it down. Like, you know, it's not going to work. So the failures come up front. Like, whether that's however Baltimore schemed it and got it and knew that the Bills' run defense, where it was going to be vulnerable. You know, the L-22 will tell the tale, and people that break that down, whether it's run fits or fundamentals or communication on defense or Deion Walker or whatever it might be. Like, they got run on in a way that Sean McDermott defenses never get run on, even though they invite the run. I'm trying to think, like, the most rushing yards they ever gave up was 190 against the Saints in a Tyrod game.
Yeah, and remember that game? They ran 30 times in a row.
Yeah, and since then, what? And
even against this guy. They've done they've managed. He's got his big runs here and there, but there haven't been many games where it's just every time he touched the ball, you felt like, oh, they got no shot.
Yeah.
And they did get there at the end, but even at the end, how'd they get him? It was the lineman. They didn't let him get to the second and third level. Because, right, Bishop couldn't stop him when he got in front of him, and Taylor Rapp just couldn't get in front of him at all. How about Collinsworth going after Taylor Rapp, by the way, on that run? Like, you need better safety play than this. This dude just not even coming close to getting in front of him. And he even had the stat on. He's a 4.7 safety, which I did not know, by the way. I did not know before last night that Rapp had a slower 40 time than Ed Oliver. But he didn't. Henry, though, just like, I mean, some of those plays, you can't have a game like that. There are always going to be a few plays where it's like, throw your hands up. Like, I think he's the greatest running back I've ever seen, in my life, at least. There's nobody like him. He's at this age, and he's not any slower, by the way.
He's 31 and doing this.
Marcus Mosher had a stat on Henry last night that he is 600 yards away from matching his career high school stats.
Yeah.
He's not even at that yet. Like, this dude has always been a freight train. Right. And he still is. They play him next time. It's gonna have to look way more like the playoff game than they're not gonna win that game ever when he's having that type of performance. 10 yards a carry.
Yeah. Buffalo Bills Football Monday, brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at Northwest.com. If you're on hold, stick with us. If you're not, there's a spot for you. Bills win. And we're streaming on YouTube. You can make a comment in there.
Oh yeah, the chat on a victory Monday.
The chat on a victory Monday. It's already saucy. That's how it goes. Open phone lines for you as well. Sal, later. I don't know when. I'm going to kind of let him wake up. It's a late night. Chris Brown, well, his spot is locked in, 8:30. It's all part of Victory Monday here on WGR.
Allen back to pass, looking over the middle, and he's got him in the end zone for a touchdown. It's Dalton Kincaid. Here's the snap. Allen has time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women's society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Now pressure coming from Van Noy. Throws, it's high, and it's caught in the end zone by Keon Coleman. It may have been intended for Dawson Knox, but Coleman's the one that ends up with it.
Highlights of the game, brought to you by Northland Workforce Training Center. Train for what's next. Might have been intended for Knox. Might have been intended for Shakir. Was not intended for Coleman.
Yeah.
You know, new stat. Keon Coleman, what's the stat? And what's the saying in fantasy football? When you shark a touchdown, you get somebody else's touchdown with a goal line carry?
Vulture.
Vulture, okay.
Yeah, vulture.
Coleman's the vulture because... Don't forget he had that touchdown against the Jets last year on a ball intended for Ty Johnson.
Yeah, that's right.
Keon Coleman's going to end up with 50 career touchdowns intended for someone else.
See, the new Keon Coleman play should just be, hey, Allen's going to throw it to one. Just stand behind somebody else and just see what happens. Maybe Allen overthrows it and you're standing there. Maybe it tips and you're standing there. How about on a Hail Mary?
You took it out of my mouth.
Hail Mary play. Do that in the future. Hey, Josh, why don't you throw it like 5 yards short of the end zone and all the defenders are going to run up. Keon stays back there and somebody just volleyballs it backwards.
Yeah.
Would that be illegal?
The only problem, no, it's not illegal. The only problem with that, though, is I think Keon is also most likely to be able to get it up there to volleyball it back to someone else.
That's true.
But I did have that same thought. Coleman with a nice finish. The Bills scored 22 fourth quarter points. And win. They beat the Ravens, who
22 points.
So finally, somebody found the graphic, and I'm glad because it popped up as soon as this happened. Like, this is not to diminish what the Bills did at all. The Ravens do this.
Oh,
Ravens have several games like this, including I saw a screenshot. So Jay tweeted this at me. Miami was down 21 points to Baltimore with 12 minutes left and won a game. The Bills, of course, had a 20-3 comeback. The Ravens up 10 with 6 minutes to go against the Giants a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Up 9 with 5 minutes to go against the Jaguars. The Bills are
Is there a Raider game on there?
I
saw one of the against Minshew's Raiders.
Yeah.
They were up 10 with like 3 minutes left
and lost.
And lost the football game.
Yeah. And this game last night is the first time, according to OptiStats, they had this one.
Mm-hmm.
OptiStats says the Bills are the first team in NFL history to be down 15 or more with under 4 minutes to play and win the game in regulation.
Crazy.
Absolutely nuts.
Benjamin Solak had the numbers. The Ravens have now lost 8 games since 2021, in which they had, at one point, a win probability of at least 90%. And that is 3 more than the next closest team.
Jeez.
They do this more than anybody.
803-0550. Football Monday, give us a ring. You can chat about it with us. The defense, the line, the safeties, the corners, the offense. It's going to be one of those days where someone, you know, a lot of someones are going to say, they scored 40. Like, that's right. That offense had some problems on the way to scoring 40 quite a bit, especially in the first half, third quarter. Anthony in New York City. Good morning, Anthony.
How you doing, guys?
Good.
Good. Good.
I'm happy you escaped. I wasn't just there with Henry last night. It was day 5 with all those up all night, too. Why didn't we double-team him?
I mean, you can only pay so much attention to so many guys on that offense, but he was awesome. He was. Every time he touched the ball, it felt like there was a chance that, maybe not as much as Jackson or Henry when they're in the open field, but I felt like, oh, this guy could break loose.
Right. He had a screen pass for a touchdown, right?
Yep.
He had another deep play down the field where the call was that Bishop, and Next Gen Stats had this. I didn't even know Next Gen Stats charted stuff like this. But Bishop goes on a safety blitz on a play,
mm-hmm.
and he blitzed from further away than any safety had blitzed in like a decade.
Really?
Yeah. Cole Bishop, 12.8 yards away from the line of scrimmage when the ball was snapped before blitzing from a safety alignment, the deepest blitz of the last 5 seasons.
Okay.
Nate Tice pointed out. Nate Tice of Yahoo Sports and the 301, I think he's on the 301 football show with Matt Harmon. Anyway, he pointed out what happened there is the Bills are still in their disguise, and
yeah.
Lamar quick counts them and snaps it. So,
and there was a lot of that yesterday.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
The Ravens are coached well on offense, and that basically what Lamar did was the center, rather, snaps it as soon as he grabs the ball, and the Bills' defense is caught where it is. Like, Bishop didn't get a chance to kind of creep down to blitz.
Right.
So that's why he might have been that far away. But, yeah. Why not double Zay Flowers? I mean, DeAndre Hopkins did pretty well, and Derrick Henry did pretty well. And Flowers is tough. I mean, he's fast. He wins at all 3 levels. He can line up a lot of different spots. He's really good.
They didn't really throw Dorian Strong very often, did they, though?
No. And
Maybe the Bills were shading a lot of help over there. I'm not sure. Maybe Benford was on an island more than
maybe
he usually is. But
it might be one of those spots where your defense gave up 40.
Yeah.
You know, finding that one corner didn't get burned. I mean, even Benford got beat by DeAndre Hopkins.
That's what I mean. Yeah, right. But that's what I mean. Like, was he in single coverage, like, all the time because they had a 6-round rookie on the other side that they wanted to help? I'm not sure. He, by the way, of all the struggles that everybody has at tackling Derrick Henry in the open field, Dorian Strong did do it last night. He caught Henry and tackled him after he had built up speed, which is, like, the most impressive thing I've seen him do in his young career. I think they scored anyway.
Mark
but.
In Coconut Creek. Hey, Mark, good morning.
Hey, good. Oh, wow, what a game. Awesome. Got 3 words. I think someone mentioned earlier, but Walter Clement Pipp. I really feel like this guy, the kicker that came in, if that would have been Tyler Bass kicking that field goal, I would have been nervous as you could be. But I just felt this guy just seems like he's calm, and except the guys love him. So I hope he sticks around. And also, you know, speaking of the defense, I think I called before and I was last week, who would you like to see? And I was, you know, Bosa, but he looked really out of place early in the game. It looked like maybe he started settling in a little bit. So they got a lot of work to do on defense and that safety. I said the same thing. He is slow, man. He needs to get that piano off his back, but it's going to be a long season, but just let Josh rip it and let him run, man. We can't wait on the defense to get better. We just need to let Josh go do his thing. So, great show, guys. Love it, man. Have a good week.
Yeah. Thanks, Mark. Prater's kick is from 32 that ultimately goes through. I mean, Tyler Bass, I feel like, is catching a lot of – I don't know if they're strays.
Yeah.
Bass is catching a lot. Tyler Bass's career from that distance, last year he was perfect from that distance. The year before, 12 of 13. The year before, 11 of 13. The year before, 7 of 8. Like, if Bass had walked out for that kick, I would have been fully confident he was going to make that kick.
It was a very short kick.
I'll say that, like, he probably would have made
that kick. If Ray Davis was going out for that kick, I would have felt less confident, but I still would have felt like, okay, they're probably winning this game.
Right. So. I don't know if this is – I will say, of all the positions where you can lose your job because someone else comes in and they've got a couple of really good – like, if he does that for a couple more weeks, it might be a conversation – I don't know. Because, just all right, fine, let's play it out. If Prater has 4 good weeks and kicks well for the Bills and Bass comes back and Prater gets cut, he's on another team in a heartbeat. Kickers will move. The kickers are like streaming your bottom 7 defenses in your fantasy football league. Like, they will move. He'll find a spot. And in fact, the matter is he's available for the Bills to jump on their practice squad.
Yeah.
So, I don't know that it has to be a conversation yet.
You know, not yet.
Prater also, 4 weeks. Let's kind of be real about this. Prater does benefit from 3 different extra point possibilities he didn't attempt.
Yeah.
He might have missed 2 of them, or missed 1, or missed none, but part of the reason you might have been confident is because Prater did not have to go 7 of 7 in the day.
Right.
Thanks, Mark. David in Ohio. Hey, David.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show. So, a couple of points. First one, jumping on the wide receiver train, please get Allen some help. Stop dinking around with this guys off the street. Can you imagine Allen with a true wide receiver 1? I mean, get this guy some help. Number 2, McDermott and his defense, you know, and Bean, the investments they've made in the defensive line, as great as Travis Henry was last night, and he's a generational back, I agree, but he wasn't touched. He was getting to the second level, and he's gone. You can't expect anybody to stop him. You know, the Jets just recently signed Harrison Phillips from the Minnesota Vikings. They need a run stuffer. I mean, the game was lost in the trenches. The reason Henry did what he did is because they lost the battle in the trenches. The only way to stop Henry is getting him to go east-west, not north-south. And that's the thing that they knew was going to happen, but yet they couldn't stop it. So my concern moving forward is that every team is going to see this blueprint. Now, everybody doesn't have Travis Henry, but there are a lot of teams with very good offensive lines and very good running backs. They're going to come at the Bills and basically run on them. And I have concerns. Unless these guys coming off the suspension list, Ogunjobi, turn out to be great, I got major concerns moving forward. Forget the safety play. You can't expect the safety or Matt Milano or any of the linebackers to fill a hole and stop Derrick Henry. It's the trenches. And I want to know what you guys think, if there's any help out there, free agency. But that's my biggest concern coming out of this game. Thanks.
Thanks, David. Yeah, some of the help they'll get is in the building. I mean, they would hope that T.J. Sanders and Deion Walker, it won't be their first game next time they play.
Mm-hmm.
Ogunjobi, Michael Hoyt. There'll be reinforcements coming to a point.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Jordan Phillips is going to be some of that, what they want. Right, if they want to dress him consistently, and he can be a part of it. What I would say about this defense, they played the second best offense in football, the best offense in football. I kind of make a request. Wait 1 week, because the Jets ran the ball well. They ran the ball well against the Steelers. Breece Hall had 107 on 19 carries.
Mm-hmm.
That is the exact correct level of, okay, a team ran it well in a game. It's not Baltimore. Can you do any better? Like, if the Bills hold the Jets to 104 yards rushing on 27 carries, we kind of all calm down a bit about their run defense. I know if they get to the playoffs, they might face Baltimore and might have to find different answers against Baltimore. But,
yeah,
what are you looking for reinforcements? A trade at the deadline? The problem you run into is the Bills – from a numbers game, they don't have a space to cut anybody loose. Dwayne Carter, his season ends. And he goes to IR because of the Achilles. And you could kind of immediately say, like, well, I guess that makes the numbers game a little easier, because I wasn't sure if he was going to be on the team when Ogunjobi comes back.
Right.
You want a defensive run stuffer, who's going to go? It's not going to be Daquan Jones? Who leaves? I don't know if you have an answer for that. So I think in that department, they might have to kind of figure it out with the bodies that are here. And Walker, Sanders, again, like, you hope that
Maybe your third-round rookie can be on the field at some point during the season.
Sure, but I mean, you know, is your rookie defensive end going to be – if you're looking –
Well, he's supposed to be a better run defender than a pass rusher anyway.
That's right. Supposed to be on the edge and set the edge. But Henry's the kind of
yeah.
player where you're not like – well, whatever. We'll see. Thanks, David, for the phone call. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. On the wide receivers, I mean, you know, hey, it's always a topic. It really is. It'll always be a topic. And Allen making so much happen on the run, on the move, out of the pocket, because the only plays they have to get guys open are screens. And I've got a lot to say about the screen game and the early game plan. Finally got away from the early game plan and started to move the ball. The early game plan, tough.
Seemed to work when they had just their quarterback drop back to pass and have guys run routes.
Yeah.
Seemed like the offense ran a little better.
Yeah.
They went like 45 minutes without running a play where their quarterback, their MVP quarterback, dropped back the pass and guys ran routes.
And right. The screen game drives me nuts because the screen game goes in the stats as a pass, and the reality is that those are run plays.
Yeah.
You're just calling run plays. It's a play where Josh Allen can be Josh Allen, or where he hands it off to a guy, you know, 20 yards to his left. Tight end screen.
That tight end screen.
You're removing the greatness from your quarterback. Screens remove the greatness from Josh Allen. Should they be mixed in? Sure. But, man, early on, people were pulling their hair out about it, and I think justifiably so. 803-0550. It's Buffalo Bills Football Monday. It's Victory Monday. Get your calls in. Sal checks in.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women's society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And a little later, Chris Brown, his call of the game, of course. You heard it here on WGR. He joins us at 8:30. Your call's next.
It took everybody there. I'm just proud of our team for staying in it. No one on the sideline blinked. I mean, down 15 points, whatever we were, with 5-6 minutes left, staying with it, fans leaving, you know, the stadium. You know, you got to play this game for 60 minutes, and that's a really good outfit that we just played, and God willing, we take care of business how we're supposed to and how we think we will. You know, it's probably a team we'll see again.
Might see him back in that same stadium. Chiefs start 0-1, Ravens start 0-1. Division starts 0-1, other than the Bills, who got their win. The Patriots lost, the Jets lost, the Dolphins lost. The Dolphins got demolished.
Oh, they are cooked.
Demolished. And tonight, Vikings and Bears. Eye on the quarterback, Josh Allen. Boy, he played pretty well, huh? I mean,
394.
See, here's the old meme where you tap your head.
Interceptions on two-point conversions don't count as interceptions. How about that?
That wasn't a turnover.
It's not an interception. He did not throw an interception.
It was almost a one-point safety.
Which would have been the only way that game could have been crazier.
Yeah.
The Bills lose by...
It was a one-point safety.
The Bills win by one because the Ravens intercepted and ran back into their own end zone for a one-point safety.
Right.
That is one... You know what? A rules analyst was worth having in that moment. What would have happened
right
there?
What an admission.
Yeah.
You would have taken Terry McCauley on that one?
Yes. Tell me the last time a one-point safety was scored in a game. The 80s? The 60s?
Maybe never.
Nathan in Boston, very quickly before the break. Nope, we got to go. Sorry, Nathan, we'll have you right on the other side. We got to get a break in. That's Eye on the Quarterback, though. We did Eye on the Quarterback for you because that's what we do. Eye on the Quarterback is brought to you by Great Lakes Building Systems. We keep an eye on your business so you don't have to. Our business is protecting your business. Josh Allen, the monster day. Some of our Skyworks stats of the game. Allen, Henry, Lamar.
Lamar, by the way, Zay, on the quarterback. He only threw the ball 19 times in this game.
11 yards per attempt for Lamar. That's two straight games. He's like 10 or more yards per attempt.
And 70 yards rushing on top of it.
Good day for him, but a better day for Allen. 394 passing and two touchdowns. His biggest number in quite a long time. Those are the Skyworks stats of the game, brought to you by Skyworks Equipment Rental, building America from the ground up. Open segment for your calls. We're loaded with phone calls. Jump in, drop a comment in the YouTube feed if you want as well, the YouTube stream. Give us a like, subscribe. It's Buffalo Bills Football Monday. And to the amazement of some still waking up, yes, it's a victory Monday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.